From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carl Castle. President Obama has ordered a review of how U.S. intelligence organizations keep the skies safe and the shortcomings demonstrated by the failed Christmas Day attack on a Detroit-bound flight from Amsterdam. White House officials acknowledged the incident involving a 23-year-old Nigerian with alleged ties to terrorists was made clear that there are plenty of failures to examine. The president also ordered Homeland Security to conduct a separate review of security procedures air travelers go through. The president has strongly condemned the Iranian government for a deadly crackdown on opposition protesters. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
President Obama says the world has watched the Iranian protesters with deep admiration for their courage and commitment. Hundreds of demonstrators have been arrested and several have been reported killed. Mr. Obama warned that efforts by the Iranian government to suppress the demonstrators will not silence their aspirations.
Along with all free nations, the United States stands with those who seek their universal rights. We call upon the Iranian government to abide by the international obligations that it has to respect the rights of its own people.
Mr. Obama drew criticism last summer for not speaking up more forcefully on behalf of Iran's anti-government protesters. At the time, he said he worried the appearance of U.S. support for the opposition would only empower the government. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
Russian Prime Minister Vladimir Putin is blaming the United States for the lack of a new strategic arms reduction treaty between the two countries. The former agreement expired earlier this year. Jessica Gallagher has details from Moscow.
Putin says that Washington's plans for a missile defense system in Eastern Europe remain the biggest stumbling block to a New START pact. Russia's prime minister says the U.S.'s plans for a shield will disrupt the Cold War balance of power and will force the Kremlin to create an entirely new generation of offensive weapons. In September, President Obama said that the U.S. would scrap parts of former President George W. Bush's missile plans in Eastern Europe as an attempt to reset relations with the Kremlin. Russia's leaders have been wary about Mr. Obama's revised plans, which are based on sea and land missile interceptors in Europe. The news follows Russian President Dmitry Medvedev's comments last week that both sides were close to an agreement. Talks are expected to resume after the new year. For NPR News, I'm Jessica Gallagher in Moscow.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is in Egypt today to discuss U.S.-backed efforts to relaunch peace talks with the Palestinians. The prime minister is also expected to discuss negotiations to swap hundreds of Palestinian prisoners for an Israeli soldier. The soldier has been held in the Gaza Strip for 3.5 years. Japanese stock prices closed slightly higher today. The Nikkei average gained nearly 7 points, or 0.1%. This is NPR News. British Prime Minister Gordon Brown has condemned the execution this morning of a Londoner in China who had been convicted of drug smuggling. Numerous appeals from the UK government, human rights groups, and the man's family were ignored. Larry Miller has more from London.
The UK made 27 official representations to China seeking clemency for Akmal Shaik, including phone calls from Prime Minister Brown to his Chinese counterpart. Just before the execution, a high-ranking Foreign Office minister made a last-ditch appeal to the Chinese ambassador. Brown said he was appalled and disappointed, and especially concerned that no mental health assessment of Shaik was undertaken. Shaik's family insisted the 53-year-old was mentally ill and delusional. He recorded a song, Come Little Rabbit, which he believed would bring world peace.
Come little rabbit, come to me. Come little rabbit, come and play.
Supporters say he was living on the street in Poland when drug smugglers promised they could make his song a hit in China, then duped him into traveling with a heroin-filled suitcase. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
North Korea's official Korean Central News Agency is reporting that North Korea has detained an American man who entered the country illegally last week. The staff dispatch said that the American was under investigation after illegally crossing the North Korea-China border last Thursday. The report comes as South Korean activists say that 28-year-old missionary Robert Park slipped across the border into North Korea from China last week in an attempt to call attention to the North's human rights conditions. The activists say Park entered the country on Friday. I'm Carl Castle, NPR News in Washington.